It's 3 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. Tush Free Farm Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Okay, every day is a day of Thanksgiving is our theme. Today and the following Sundays in the month of November, just wanted to let everybody know there's a reason every time we get an opportunity why we should give God thanks and praise. And on this last set, we heard Alvin Willis in the Praise Alive Chorale with Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving, followed by the artists of Meek Records, If Nothing Else, Thank You. Johnny Lang and Michael McDonald teamed up with Thankful. Lamar Campbell followed with Spirit of Praise and I Really Am Grateful. And we just conclude the set with the New Birth Total Praise Choir and Thank You for Your Grace. 1-855-915-WNFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate some of this great music that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in united prayer and praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I also invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with us as we bring the prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 6 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. Here's the Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC. And oh, give thanks.
The Lord is good. thank you. Lord, I thank you for every little bitty thing you've done in my life. I say thank you. Just wanna thank you. I shall say thank you. Oh, thank you. Hey, I thank you. Just wanna say thank you.
Smokey Norfolk here on Sounds of Praise. And I still say thank you. Yes, through all the tests, through all the trials, through all the situations that weren't as pleasant as we would like them to be, yet God's blessing had been continually poured out to us. His protection had continually been made available to us. And so we can still say thank you. And this is the Kirkah Singers. And grateful people have a grateful praise.
We are grateful people in Japan. In Mexico.
Nosotros somos gente agradecida.
We are grateful people in France.
Nous sommes les gens amicaux.
In the Philippines.
Kami ay malaking napapasalamat ng mga tao.
In South Africa.
Uns ist dankbare mense.
In Nigeria. This great congregation of your loving children have gathered nation to nation, continent to continent, to express our thanksgiving with grateful praise.
Overflowing, we gather today, a grateful congregation of saints in praise.
6:22 here on Sounds of Praise. And as we said earlier, you know, sometimes we get caught up in our busyness and we miss out on all the and just all the things that God is doing. Not that we miss out on them, but we don't recall them enough to stop and give Him praise. And so that's what we're trying to do today. Encourage you this Sunday and the following Sundays leading up to Thanksgiving, that we don't give God praise just for Thanksgiving. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Fred Hammond, and he says, every time I think of the goodness of God, I've got to give Him thanks and praise.
All right, everybody, you got to put your hands on this one. One. This one them old ones. Everybody say it. want you to put your hands together as I do this with a few of my friends. Nico,
you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. When I was down in my sin, He came by and He rescued me.
Now I praise Him
for all that He's done for me.
And I thank Him,
'cause Jesus, He set me free.
Jesus,
yeah.
Gave me.
He gave me peace of mind. And I gotta say thank you one more
I
time.
Just
say thank you, Lord.
Thank
you
for letting me
give you the praise again.
Spanky, I
want to
know what you
got to
say about it.
Just when I was about to fall, He picked me up and turned me around. Now I stand to testify. He pitied my groan and heard my every cry.
Now
yeah,
I
yeah.
Him.
Y'all know that I praise Him.
And I thank Him.
Ain't got no choice, no
Jesus
choice.
Gave
yeah.
me.
Jesus gave me.
Gotta praise Him.
Gave me everything I got.
God allowed me this opportunity to share this mic with you, to look up and tell the Lord from the bottom of my heart, Reverend, help me, help me.
Six 32 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, on iTunes.com radio, and YouTube, and you are listening to our November the 10th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and our feature this Sunday and throughout the rest of the Sundays in the month of November, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And on this last set, we heard the Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LRC with Old Give Thanks. Smokey North will follow with I Still Say Thank You. Kurt Carr and the Singers with Grateful People Have Grateful Praise. Fred Hammond with Every Time I Think. And we just concluded the set with E. Stewart and Friends, and I just want to thank you. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1 855-915-9636. Music requests are not being taken today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we have already got programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for someone else. But here again, you go to that phone as your act of faith, and since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite the many Christians in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Alvin Slaughter. And oh, give thanks.
To the Lord for the grace.
Yeah, Alvin Slaughter breaking it up here on Sounds of Praise. And thank you. And we're going to go back and play that one again. That was so nice. It deserves to be played twice.
I'm not
Amen. The Bible says that the sun shines on the just and the unjust, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And so God is continually pouring out blessings to those who are not saved. Hopefully, they'll recognize their need to yield themselves to Him and to all of His goodness, and they really will have something to give thanks and praise to Him for. Salvation is the greatest gift, the greatest blessing that any person can receive. So, before we go any further, we're going to invite you out there, if you've never given your life to Christ, or if you've given your life to Him and you're not where you should be, to come to Him now and to receive His great salvation gift to you. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and come as you are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon His name and
to the salvation life. The gift is given. Jesus Christ lived the perfect life. Jesus Christ paid the sacrificial price in His own body on the cross. Jesus Christ was in the grave 3 days. But because He is the sinless Christ, the Father could raise Him from death on the third day in salvation. As the Spirit of God came into the world on the day of Pentecost, is now available to everyone, anyone, no matter what your past might have been, no matter what your present might be, no matter what your situation in the future might look like, God has a salvation gift for you. And if you yield yourself to Christ, surrender yourself to Him, receive His gift, you will have the eternal life that will bless you in this life as well as in the life to come. One day we're all going to breathe our last breath here on this earth. And the question is, where will you spend eternity? I know where I'm going because I gave my life to Christ way back on Palm Sunday, 1958. But this is an individual thing. You can't sneak in on my salvation. I can't sneak in on somebody else's salvation. It's something I must do for myself, which I did. Now, how about you? If you pray this prayer after me, you will have the assurance of God's salvation, of His ability to bring you into His presence when you breathe your last breath, and in provide for you from this day till that day all the benefits, all the blessings that you need, because He knows everything. He's the omniscient God, and He doesn't wait for us to provide the things that we need. In many, many instances, He'll provide them even before we recognize that we have a need. So, if you'd like it to take place in your life, I invite you to repeat these words after me as a prayer of surrender to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will do that. He will accept you just as you are. He says, "Whosoever shall call upon my name shall be saved." And if you want it to take place in your life, please pray these words in sincerity to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dear Father, in Jesus' name I come this morning, thanking you for this opportunity to give you praise, to give you thanks, to acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior, the cleanser of all my sin, the one who's able to lead, guide, and direct me in this life as well as into the life that is to come. And Jesus, I'm surrendering myself to you, thankful for all that you suffered in your own body so that I might be saved this day and that my life might be so yielded to you that you might use me in whatever capacity you desire so that I might be an individual that can be used by God to point others to the reality of His salvation gift. So cleanse me from my sin, forgive me, and strengthen me. Anoint me through the Holy Spirit. Allow your word to come alive in and through my life. And may many call you blessed because of what you've done for me and what I shared with them is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray you prayed that prayer, and if you so, please give me a call while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We have some material we'd love to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church or writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to be coming to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. Remember again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can call me at the Christian Challenge, P.O. Box 560, 151. I'm sorry. That's right, Jimmy. You can call me at 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay? 6:56 is the Sounds of Praise time. Pray that you've given your life to the Lord. Please contact us so we can send you that material, help you know what to do now you've given your life to Him. Okay, Don Moon with our Thanksgiving theme. And if you've given your life to Him, you have something even greater now to thank Him for. This is Don Moon and Give Thanks here on Sounds of Praise.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ.
Because He's given Jesus Christ.